Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. Married at First Sight returns again on Sunday at 7 o'clock. And joining us right now is Claire. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Carly. How are you?
Doing well. How are you? You made an appearance on last night's episode.
I did. Came back for a hot minute.
Yeah. But what's that like? Because, I mean, you guys have got a contract and all that sort of situation. But when you're out, you feel like you're out. And then all of a sudden, they pull you back in like the mafia. It must have been a bit kind of weird.
Honestly, I was really only gone for like 3 days. So it felt like I'd popped home for the weekend. But it was good to get back and chat with the girls in a less tense, you know, kind of environment and where it was a little bit more relaxed.
And
it was quite nice.
We saw you apologize again to Janelle. She obviously took it well. Was there a sense of relief there?
Oh, absolutely. It was so nice, you know, to see Janelle, you know, act with such integrity as well and accept my apology and us hug it out. And, it was lovely. We actually all, you kind of went back to Sandy's room after and had a girls' night making TikToks and drinking and dancing and had a cute little slumber party. So it was really nice to just bond with the girls and kind of, you know, actually get to know Janelle for the first time in that whole experiment.
Well, speaking of Janelle, there was kind of a bit of a package of her doing like a voiceover before she went in to girls' night, talking about how you had robbed her of the experience and finding someone. But it seems like you may have delivered, because I don't know if you've seen, but her and Jesse have been spending a lot of time together and they've both on this very show expressed interest in dating each other. How do you feel about that?
That's cute. Like, makes me happy for them. You know, if you know, we all went on there to find our person, and if by some, you know, different way that they found theirs, then I wish them all the best. I think it's really beautiful and wholesome, and I love that.
Almost like you give your blessing then.
Absolutely. Look, who am I to give my blessing? But yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, Claire, let's talk about your love life for a second, because as we know, it didn't work out with Jesse. Have you since dated anyone since the show, or are you dating someone?
No, not yet. I'm just kind of chilling out, focusing on me. You know, it's such a big, emotionally absorbing experience. So I think it's important to kind of take some time for yourself. And it's just been crazy. I'm trying to, you know, catch up with people I haven't seen, you know, hang out with family, love yourself a little bit. So yeah. I'm sure that will come.
Now, you got to love yourself. Take some time out. I imagine it's almost like in two waves, one during the experiment and the other one watching it all back.
Literally. And even though we had a few months to decompress and deal with it, it's so different seeing it up front again.
Yeah.
Have you got your social media back? Because normally when you go off MAFS, they hand you back all your social accounts, or are you still off social media?
No, still off. I think we've got to wait for it to finish airing in the UK.
Really?
So, yeah, I think a little bit to go still. But yeah, I'm actually not sure. They haven't told us much.
Well, how are you going to get that teeth whitening deal if you don't have your socials? this is horrendous, Claire. They even care about you guys?
Lucky my teeth are already so sparkling and white.
That is true. Claire does have good teeth. We've said that many a time on the show.
Which would make her the perfect ambassador.
So true.
Claire, they're currently casting for the next season of MAFS. Would you recommend it?
Oh, absolutely. I had such a ball. I met incredible people. I'm a super resilient, positive person. So if you think you're a little bit like that, go for it.
All right.
Okay.
No, that's right. You've got the right mindset going to it. Obviously, they don't normally look for people with the right mindset. So,
looking at you, Harrison.
Yeah, speaking of which.
I don't know what's going on, Claire, but every time Harrison comes on our show, he weirdly kind of zones in on you. And last time he was on the show, he slammed you, calling you inauthentic and all this stuff. Don't know where that came from, because we didn't really see a lot of that play out on camera. And then just again yesterday when he came on the show, he had this to say.
I'd say that I gave as good as I got on that show. I never talked to Claire. I never told Claire to shut the f*** up. She told me to do that. She made gestures. She was rude and arrogant. The other girls would say that I was a manipulator. I never accused anyone of manipulating their partner or...
Yes, you did on our very show. You called Claire out. I don't know what is going on there, Claire.
There's like something really wrong with him. Honestly, every time he opens his mouth, I just shudder. And I think it's actually quite scary. Did he go to like manipulation university? Like what? It's really dangerous. The kind of, the way he speaks and the way he turns things. You know, he had Bronte convinced that it was a miscommunication and she didn't say what she said. And he's just, Yeah, he's not a cool guy.
He seems, though, and obviously he's clashed with a lot of women in the experiment, including Melinda, but for some reason he seems to have this, like, I don't know, obsession with you, Claire. We saw it play out a little bit on camera, but was there stuff we weren't privy to?
No, I think my interactions with him were very minimal for good reason, obviously, but I just think he doesn't like it when a woman is strong and outspoken and kind of steps to him and tells him how it is. Mm. I just think that he can't deal with that, and it's probably his own self.
That is the bit of Claire's just like, you know what? I'm done talking about this dude.
The moment I love it, Claire, you're like, I'm out of the experiment. Yeah. Don't have to see this guy ever again. I don't blame you one bit.
He did say to us yesterday that he now has a bit of a feud going on with Ollie just recently behind the scenes. Do you know anything about this?
I reckon Harrison would punch on with himself in the mirror.
Claire's the best.
Oh, amazing, Claire. Amazing.
Claire, I'm sad we won't get to chat to you again, I don't reckon, because obviously you're out of the experiment and all that, but it has been a pleasure having you on.
Maybe we'll just call you from time to time, see how you're doing.
Yeah, just for a goss.
Yeah, chat anytime. You guys are legends. I appreciate you, you know, always being nice to me, not going too hard, considering, you know, Jesse's from WA and I'm all the way here, so always a pleasure, you guys.
At the end of the day, Claire, it is just a TV show, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
I was going to say, I don't know. It's Claire who had to live it. I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit. All emotional trauma now, but fine. It's just a TV
show. Just a TV show, yeah. Just a TV show. I think Carly was telling herself that as well when she gets to invest in. She's like, it's just a TV show, Carly.
I mean, I did shed actual tears, but anyway, that's another time.
No, but it's emotional.
Oh, same, boob.
Claire, thanks so much for your time today. Married at First Sight, back again Sunday at 7 o'clock. Thanks, Claire. Take care.
Thanks so much, guys. Bye.